Well, good evening and welcome to White Spot Giants This Week. We are on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants. This is Sportsnet 650. My name is Dan O'Connor, and on September 21st, the 19-year anniversary of the very first Vancouver Giants regular season game ever played, the show continues as we continue the junior hockey discussion here on Sportsnet 650. Coming up in segment number two, we're going to head to Kelowna. We're going to chat with the play-by-play voice of the Kelowna Rockets, Regan Bartel. And to kick the show off, very excited to welcome an individual that I've had the great fortune of getting to know quite well over the past 3 years. A fellow who has etched his name into the Vancouver Giants history books already a time or two in his short tenure with the team, but a veteran of 125 games with the Vancouver Giants, has recorded 100 points already in a Giants uniform, was the third overall pick for the Giants back in 2017, and in a few weeks' time, he is going to hear his name called at the 2020 NHL Draft. Very pleased to be joined by Justin Sortif. Justin, it's always good to have these chats. I'm sorry it's taken this long for you and I to have one of these together, but a lot has, of course, happened over the past 6 months. Bit of a loaded question for you off the hop, I'm sure, but how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Just taking it day by day right now and, you know, having fun with it. It's good to see the guys at the gym when I'm working out, and it's good to keep skating right now.
How weird is it right now, Justin? I mean, September 21st, we know that the regular season ordinarily would be underway or just about to be underway at this point, but instead of training camps and exhibition games, we're still kind of waiting with bated breath to see how all of that goes. No doubt a bit of an unusual time for you, given the fact that the past 3 years have looked a lot different than this one.
Yeah, no, it's a big question that all of us have been asking, you know, what if we don't have a season, or when is it going to start? Because obviously, you know, it was terrible watching the 20-year-olds not be able to finish their season last year. And, you know, it would be extremely hard to watch the 20-year-olds that would have played this year to not have a season as well. So I think it's really tough. And we're just going to try and have to figure out, like, some sort of way to play, because I really hate for the 20-year-olds this year to not be able to have a season. And I know all of us are pretty eager to get back into it.
Let's talk a little bit about the weekly training routine. You mentioned you've been on the ice you're on the ice a few times a week with a lot of the other local players. Has training been all that much different during a pandemic, Justin, or is the nuts and bolts of it the same? Talk about the similarities and the differences that have kind of accompanied your recent hockey training.
The on-ice stuff is all pretty much the same. I mean, obviously you're going to have that different stuff. Like, you're only allowed a certain amount of guys in the dressing room. I kind of have to be a little bit spaced out on the ice, but I think going into stage three, we're allowed to like do one-on-ones or two-on-twos and stuff like that. Just some small area games, but working out wise, we basically haven't changed anything. We would do our workouts like we usually do, like we're heading into the season starting in September. And then we just kind of restarted that in September. So no, not much has changed, I guess, for off-ice stuff, but for on-ice, not much has changed either. It's just those protocols you kind of got to follow.
Justin, is there one specific area that you've really been trying to hone in on with your training, or is it a number of things that you're trying to kind of work on?
There's a number of things I've been trying to work on, but one thing was I was trying to get just like, you know, a little bit bigger, because I've always been a pretty skinny kid, but I was able to put on like a lot of muscle this summer, so I was pretty happy about that. And I was able to get a lot faster, I guess, with the lengthy off season we've had so far. I mean, it's been about like April up until now. No games, so I've been able to definitely get a lot stronger and a lot faster in that time period.
Justin Sordiff, my guest here on White Spot Giants this week, heading into his third full season in a Vancouver Giants uniform. This past season for you, Justin, obviously with the ups and downs, they've been well documented. Things really, from the trade deadline on, went really well for the Giants and then statistically for yourself as well. But walk us through last season and now that you, with the benefit of hindsight, some of your big picture takeaways from year two in the league.
It's that you have to understand, I guess, as a second year. Even though it's your draft year, you're still a young guy, right? I mean, there's some guys, they'll may have like a late birthday and it'll be their third year in the league, which actually, I guess, in a way, can be an advantage in itself. But I guess playing in that second year, you got to realize you're still a young guy and you can't do everything. But you also have to understand that you have to act like a pro and you have to act like a 19 or 20-year-old on the team to perform as well as you want. So I think that was like probably the biggest challenge for me, was just realizing how fast I needed to mature and grow up to be able to perform the way I wanted to. As a 17-year-old, obviously I'm not, I don't have the mindset of a 25-year-old, but the sooner I'm able to get to that, the better off I'll be. So I think that was one of the biggest takeaways for me this past season.
Congratulations on high school graduation, by the way, as well, Justin. I mean, one of the things I've talked to a number of the guys about was the graduation experience, and I'm sure that necessarily didn't go the way you would envision that it would all those years ago. But to be done high school, to kind of have that chapter of life done and over with, can you talk a little bit about the accomplishment, the relief that goes along with that, coupled with the fact that now as you kind of continue your junior hockey career, it's one less struggle and one less thing to really have to worry about?
Yeah, no, it's definitely an accomplishment I'm proud of, mainly because it doesn't really look good if you didn't graduate high school, right? You know, NHL teams will look at that. They'll look to see if you have your GED or what kind of courses are you taking, and you want to also have a good rapport with your teachers and just all the school staff. You want to be just a model, I guess, citizen in your community, which I've tried to be for my years at SD. I tried to treat all my teachers well because I know how hard they work to try and put me in the best position to succeed. And no, I'm really grateful for that. I got a lot of help from my mom and my sister, with transitioning to school online and trying to finish all of that. So I thank them a lot. My girlfriend also helped me a lot as well. She did a lot for me, helping me with, studying for tests and whatnot. So I can't thank all of them enough. Just shows all the support I have. But yeah, no, definitely it was tough though, making that transition to online schooling and trying to graduate.
How exciting, Justin, was it to think about another potential playoff series against the Victoria Royals and how close you came to having that be kind of the rubber match, the third straight year going head to head with them in the playoffs?
It would have been exciting. I would have had the experience under my belt of playing those guys twice. First year obviously didn't go as we wanted in game seven there. Second year it went as well as we, anybody could have asked. It was a sweep. And, this year nobody knew what the outcome was going to be. I believe we would have won, but it would have been an interesting series. So, I wish we could have had that series as a first-round matchup and then take the playoffs from there. But, you just got to keep moving forward. Look at what lies ahead, I guess.
Justin Sorda for the Vancouver Giants here on White Spot Giants this week here on Sportsnet 650. The new normal of talking with NHL scouts. I mean, there hasn't been an NHL combine, or at least a physical one, where you're at a gym with 100 other guys, you know, being put through the paces, more Zoom calls, a lot of online questionnaires, I'm sure. Has it been interesting? Has it been frustrating? A little bit of both during this courting period where you're talking to NHL teams, Justin. How would you characterize that experience really from March to now?
It's a little weird, but I guess just the only difference is it being on a screen and not in person. I was definitely kind of, you know, had the nerves going a little bit, right? You want to be on time for your Zoom meeting. Sometimes my laptop wouldn't quite be working, and I'm just really struggling to get into the Zoom meetings and whatnot. So, yeah, a lot of it was pretty different, but the conversations were probably still the same that, you know, would have taken place at the combine. You know, I guess they asked you maybe a couple different questions, right? Because we would have played the playoffs, so combine would have been around May or early June, so I would have had more hockey to play. But now the questions are, you know, how have you been doing this long off season? Have you been taking a lot of time off because you don't know when the season's going to start? Or have you been, you know, consistently working out and skating? So, you know, all of those are yes questions. And it's just, I guess, developing a good rapport with the team. You know, if they like what they see, then they'll call your name on draft day.
We know now that draft day is going to be October 6th and 7th. Is it nice, Justin, to finally have a date on the calendar and for lack of a better term, maybe finally being able to get it over with and kind of get this chapter completed?
Yeah, no, I do think it's really nice that we have a set date now. It's you know, it's been a long time, I guess, that, you know, the whole 2020 draft class has been waiting for. I think some guys are a little bit more excited than other guys, maybe, and other guys are, you know, a bit more nervous, but I'm one of the guys who's definitely in the excited category. I can't wait to see whatever team takes me. I've been working, I guess, towards this my whole life. I couldn't be happier for whatever team takes me, I guess, on draft day.
Just a few more questions for you, Justin, and we'll let you get on with your day. Just want to stick with the Giants for one more here for a moment, then I want to open it up a bit. It's a bit weird to me to be thinking of you now, you know, heading into your 18-year-old season. I mean, you and I have started with the Vancouver Giants together essentially 3 years ago. When you look at some of the younger players coming, who are you most excited about when it comes to next season? Is there a 16-year-old that you think is ready to break out in his 17-year-old season, or someone that you're just really excited about who you think is ready to kind of take that next big step forward?
No, I definitely think we have some really good guys coming in. I think our rookies last year will be great second years this year. Obviously, we've got, like, you know, Brown, Plummer, Ostapchuk, and Lee. You know, we're just some of the guys there. Gendron, I think they're all going to pick their game up. I was really impressed, I guess, with Leeser, though. Justin Lease, I think he has a lot of potential. His draft year wouldn't be next, though. I think it would be the year after. Yeah. Him being one of the youngest guys on our team, so no, the future definitely looks bright for him. And I think you know, Chucker probably will have a pretty good season, whenever it may be. He has a lot of potential as well. The same thing with Brownie and Cruz. They're both very, very strong guys who can play the puck well. So look forward to seeing what they can do.
Justin, back in June, you and several other current and former WHL players helped put together a video dedicated to the Black Lives Matter movement. Can you talk a little bit more about that process? Who approached you? How did that video all sort of come together? And were you happy with the response that that video generated?
I guess I'll start off with, I believe it was Keyshawn Gervais approached me, and he was kind of just letting me know that there was this video that they're going to be doing. Everybody was just going to tell like a kind of story, or just, what like kind of Black Lives Matter, I guess, meant to them. And they're all going to put it in this one video. So obviously, yes, I agreed to it. And I thought it was a pretty good idea, especially, I guess, with the platform that we have. It might not be as big, obviously, as the NHL players or any other professional athletes, but it's definitely something, and it generated a lot of views. There's a lot of people that saw it. I'm not 100% sure, but I think somewhere over 40,000 people viewed the video, so... no, I guess it was just like a success, but it's tough. A lot of people have different stories, and I guess it's all about just coming together. I'm hoping that day will come where every single human being on the planet is, treated equally for the person that they are, regardless of the color of their skin. But, there's still a lot of work to be done before that happens. And everybody has a different story. It's probably all I have to say for that.
And Justin, if I may, with the conversation that's still taking place and hopefully taking place a little more prevalently about equality and about racial injustice, do you feel better today about where this is all trending than maybe you did even, say, a year ago? Or, and you might have just touched on it a little bit, in your opinion, do we still have a long way to go?
I definitely think we have a long way to go, but with that being said, there's some change that's come. And it's a good thing, and it's also a very sad thing to look at, because you've definitely seen a lot of people's true colors and the way they think over this whole course of, over all of this that's happened. And you've seen the compassionate people, and you can see that they're really true, kind people. So, in that aspect, I guess it's been tough. And in the other aspect, you're like, this person, they're a very kind human being, and I'm very grateful for that they're willing to treat a person equally, or just judge them by, the way they interact with others, the way they treat others, as opposed to just, assuming something just based on the color of their skin. So, I definitely think we have a long ways to go, but I'm really proud of some of the steps that some of the guys have made. And I know, especially on our team, there's not a racist bone in anyone's body. Everybody cares about each other. Everybody will crack jokes, just like I've cracked jokes. I think we're a really tight team there. So I know I'm super grateful for that.
Justin, what have you been reading? What have you been watching? What have you been listening to? And what have you been snacking on?
I haven't done much snacking. Usually just like 3 meals a day.
You passed my combine question already. Good job.
Yeah. watching, I guess the NFL just started up, so I've been watching a bit of that. I was watching, obviously, the NHL playoffs. My downtime, I'll watch Suits. I just started that show. because it was recommended to me by, you know, multiple people. And it's a pretty good show so far. And then, what was the third question?
Reading anything or listening to anything enjoyable or in particular?
I've been listening to some, like, Joe Rogan podcasts. I like watching, you know, YouTube videos on that when he's interviewing different people. He interviews a lot of interesting people. So I've been listening to that. And I guess that's pretty much it, I guess, for watching stuff was, yeah, just the NHL, NFL. Didn't watch too much tennis, but I was watching some Formula One too. That's pretty much it.
I'm getting into Formula One as well. Really interesting watching the Netflix series a little bit, kind of explaining the backstory of that. I now think I could have, like, I could fake my way through a Formula One conversation way better now than I could a year ago. So I'm with you right there, man. Justin, this is, I mentioned off the hop, I've known you now for 3+ years. And every single time we chat, I always enjoy it. You're somebody that I've, you know, I really respect your ability on the ice, but for who you are off of it as well, man, I'm happy to call you a friend, and I'm happy to have this conversation, and I really appreciate you having it with me. Want to wish you the sincerest best of luck as you kind of continue to forge ahead and train for an upcoming season. And of course, with the NHL draft coming up, want to wish you all the very best when it comes to that as well. Keep up the good work. Thanks for this, and I look forward to our next conversation and hopefully seeing you face-to-face before too long, my friend.
Thank you, Dano. I appreciate it.
Justin Sortif, Vancouver Giants forward here on White Spot Giants This Week. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll head to Kelowna. We'll chat with Regan Bartel next. It's White Spot Giants This Week on Sportsnet 650.